Okay. So just a few halachic issues that arise with regards to January 1st, New Year's, or whatever you call it. So one question that you have to deal with halachically regarding New Year's, well, first to deal with it, you have to ask the question, is New Year's, is January 1st and the celebration of the New Year, is that in any way related to Avodah Zarah? If it is, so then obviously it brings with it a whole host of halachic problems. Now, the truth is that historically it is a pagan holiday related to the celebration of some of the, I think, the Greek gods, and then eventually it morphed into a Christian celebration and was considered the eighth night of Christmas. And therefore, it definitely originated as a pagan holiday. The Truma Sadesha notes this, the Rama notes it. It's quoted in the Dark Emotion and in the Rama in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Memchet. On the other hand, that has sort of the Avodah Zarah and religious overtones of New Year's have basically faded away. And therefore, nowadays, it is celebrated more as a secular holiday, the beginning of the secular new year, without Avodah Zarah overtones. And Ramosha Feinstein, for that reason, and Evan Ezer, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Yud Gimel, notes that on a fundamental halachic level, New Year should not be treated as a Yom Avodah Zarah, and therefore, it doesn't have all the stringencies that go along with that. So, what halachic issues that raise? So one is whether you can celebrate it. Can you have a New Year's Eve party? So obviously you can't have a Christmas party because it has religious overtones, but a New Year's party hangs on this question of whether it's a Yom Avodah Zarah or purely a secular holiday. Rav Moshe Feinstein argues that since it is a fully secular holiday, Mikra Adin, he thinks it is fine to celebrate a New Year's Eve party to mark the day. He suggests that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, someone who wants to be stringent, shouldn't do it, but he notes that on a formal halachic level, there is no problem with celebrating New Year's because at this point it is a secular holiday, and many poskim follow that. That depends on sort of broader questions in terms of Chukas Akum, but that is a fairly standard position in Psak. A second question is, can you wish someone a Happy New Year's? So in terms of wishing someone a Merry Christmas, that runs into two halachic issues. One is whether you're allowed to pronounce the name of an Avodah Zarah at all. Now that question hangs on whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah. And then two, even if you can't, you would paskin that you can't say the name of Christ, I'm saying this, Lavin Laharos, but even if you'd say you can't say that, Christmas might be permitted because it's the name of the holiday, not the name of the idol. Many poskim, that's a mechlok as a poskim. With New Year's, that's not an issue. The only issue with regard to New Year's is that there's a separate problem of showing deference to a Yom Avodah Zarah. So again, if you think that New Year's is not a pagan holiday, not an Avodah Zarah holiday, so then presumably it would be permitted to say Happy New Year's, because once it's secular, it's the same as saying Happy, you know, Family Day, or pick your statutory holiday. Canada loves its statutory holidays, so pick your statutory holiday that has no religious overtones, and New Year's would just become one of those. Ray Willig knows that there is another heter with regards to saying Happy New Year's, which is even if you're uncomfortable with recognizing the day as the new year, you don't want to celebrate the holiday, you know, the holiday, you don't want to recognize that it's a new calendar year because we have our own calendar. So he said, so have in mind that you're not saying Happy New Year's in the day. Have in mind that you're he says it depends. Are you putting the emphasis on the day, the new year, or are you wishing them a new year, you know, the next 365 days. So have in mind that it's a happy new next 365 days. I hope that you get tax breaks in this tax year, whatever you want to have in mind, right? You can easily sort of come up with ways that the next 365 days are important as a unit, as a calendrical unit, even without giving significance to New Year's Day. And therefore, most post-skim following Moshe Feinstein, who says that it's not a pagan holiday, it's not a Yom Avodah Zarah, therefore say there's also less of a problem with saying, or no problem at all with saying, Happy New Year. Now, the third thing just to think about very quickly is that There is, on the other end, a mitzvah for Jews to mark our calendars based on the Jewish calendar, based on Nisan specifically, which is why in the Chumash there is no name for the months at all. We name all the months in relation to Nisan, and obviously to the extent that we recognize the secular calendar and forget, you know, the Jewish date, which I assume many people, including myself, are often guilty of, because my phone tells me the secular date, and if someone asks me the halachic date, I got to think about it for a second. I've got to count from Rosh Chodesh. It is worth thinking about that there is a mitzvah to recognize the Jewish calendar, to be counting from Nisan, and therefore, even if we're going to say there's no technical problem with saying Happy New Year's, with recognizing the secular calendar, because it doesn't have avodah zarah overtones, and it obviously has significance in our lives, monetarily, tax-wise, signing checks and all that, and you know, there's no problem with noting it as such, that now is probably a good time to remind all of ourselves that we should also do a better job at remembering the Jewish date, because there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to recognize the importance of the Jewish calendar, at least mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Ramban. So even if we're going to say there's no problem recognizing the secular calendar as well, that doesn't excuse us from getting our own calendar, which marking it is a mitzvah in and of itself.